ever have a homeless person change your life? Yeah. Right? Yeah, I've been on meth since I encountered her. Well, was that, yeah. How, who said yeah? You said yeah?
Yes,
how did it happen? What happened to you?
A homeless guy broke into my house.
Oh, that. He was just looking for a home, man. Y'all got pillows in here? Yo, homeless guy broke into your house?
Yeah, he took a shower.
He took a shower? That's fucking sick, dude! What? Did you ever shower in that shower ever again?
Yeah.
Yeah. When did this happen?
4 years ago.
How long have you lived in New York?
Oh, it was in Atlanta.
It was in Atlanta? Oh, okay. And then you're like, I get the fuck out of Atlanta. I'm gonna go to New York where there's none of those people around. I'm gonna live on the fourth floor of my building. No one's climbing into my shower. How did they... You forgot to lock your door. And they smell the unlocked door. They develop these senses, you know? They hear it, and then they don't hear this, and they're like, oh, someone's getting zesty today. Did you walk in on them, or?
We had a great conversation.
You had a great conversation? I'm just finishing up right here. Did you have a conversation with him? You made him a meal. Wow. That's not how I would have done that shit at all. I would have turned the water hot as fuck. Get the fuck out of my house. You made him a meal.
Yeah.
Did you welcome back? Did you welcome him back to the shower at any point?
I mean, at the end, he was like, can I stay for the night? And I was like, not tonight. No.
Yeah, you would have been stabbed in your sleep. You're a kind, stupid man. They usually go hand in hand, kindness and stupidity. Good, what's your name?
Wen Yao.
What is it?
Wen Yao.
Wen Yao.
Yes, that's right.
I like the way you speak, Wen Yao. There's so many funny, stupid things going on in my head. I have not made the connection as to when y'all. Like, I'm sure you've heard that your whole life. Like, well, when y'all coming over? You know, like, I'm sure. Have you heard that before?
First,
really? You bullshitting? You know, I don't think you have any guile in your heart at all, man. I think you're just an earnest man. No, I never heard that before. Nice, when y'all. Nice. That's a good guy. He changed your life for the... Hey. Look at that. So how did he change your life?
He tried to give me 10 grand. But I didn't take it.
Hey, let me suck your dick, are you? $10,000. Why did he try to get... How did he... In a brown paper bag? How the fuck did he try to give you 10...
I had the same question, like, where did you get the money from?
Yeah. Right now in Atlanta, the police are looking for a homeless guy. He robbed a bank, and then this was before, or like, you didn't have a relationship with this guy. It was in this same shower conversation.
I mean, we had the conversation after the shower.
Yeah, I would assume. What's that? Wait, what's that?
We had the conversation after he showered.
After he showered, yeah, of course. Yeah. So you were like cooking up some ramen. You were like, yeah. What was his name?
Taylor.
Yes.
I mean, he grew up in Brooklyn.
He grew up in Brooklyn. Yeah, I know him. This is fascinating. So Taylor breaks into your house. How old is Taylor?
I don't know, maybe 25.
25. You didn't ask him his age.
No, I didn't.
Okay, how old are you?
I was 23.
You were 23.
Yeah.
And you let homeless man Taylor. So when you walked into your house, you saw the door was broken into.
Nah, it's more like I was woken up. Like.
Oh, you were sleeping. and you hit a strange smell came over your nose. Like years of streets being washed away. Was Taylor singing in the shower?
No, it was like 2 a.m. and I woke up.
2 a.m.?
Yeah, 2 a.m. And I saw a light coming from the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, shit, I forgot to turn off my light.
Uh-huh.
And I opened the door.
Hey, I forget to turn the shower off? You know how I leave the shower on. Oh, silly old me, just keep the hot water running. You know, I don't like wasting time in the morning. I just like to go, wah! And then you just see a fucking grown man taking a shower.
Yeah.
Did you both scream?
I mean, he screamed.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you've ever changed an octave in your whole life. You see, you've been when y'all this whole time. Hey man, what are you doing over here? Would you like some sandwiches? What? What? I have so much stuff. So many things to talk about. Sorry, so he comes, so okay. This is not crazy? Don't worry, I'll do all the other stuff that you came to see. I'm gonna do it, but this part of the show is for me. So a homeless man breaks in your house at 2 o'clock in the morning. You're woken up by yourself. Just like, ah, man, I just left the light on in the bathroom. Forget for all when y'all, you know. What floor, you lived on the first floor of your house? Or?
Second floor.
Yeah, second floor. You ever get a sense that he might've been stalking you or? Did you discern how he realized that your door was unlocked?
I don't know. I just, when he was getting changed.
Uh-huh. Changed? I got $10,000 and a fresh pair of pants. Now all I need is some Asian kid that has a heart full of pride and optimism and just joy for the world, and he's the type that leaves the door unlocked. Mm. Oh, this one's locked. Whoa! He was changing it to...
Yeah, I mean, I was like, chill, dude. When he first saw me, he was like, I'm sorry. I'm like, chill, dude. First, change your underwear.
I don't see your homeless ass dick.
He was wearing my underwear.
He was wearing... You went through your, you were sleeping, or you keep your underwear in the bathroom for like some weird shit.
He was using my towel.
Uh huh.
Wearing my underwear.
How, I need to understand how he found your underwear. You just leave dirty underwear in or you have your hamper in the bathroom or some shit.
I mean, there's a closet between my bathroom and the bathroom.
Uh huh. And he was like, oh yeah, I love me some Uniqlo. Nothing like that air is breathing. What the fuck? Okay. Chill, man. Put your dick away. In my underwear. Keep it. Stop taking it off. I don't want it back. It's yours, Taylor. Okay, and then? Taylor's having the time of his life. You left the gay porn on? No, sorry, Wenya. I don't mean to offend.
My iPad doesn't have
passport. Uh-huh.
So he just.
Whoa.
I mean, I found out.
You ever read that kid's book, If You Give a Mouse a Cookie? You never read that kid's book? There's a kid's book called If You Give a Mouse a Cookie. he's going to want some milk. You give him some milk, he's going to look in the mirror to see if he has a milk mustache. And if he comes into your house and checks if he has a milk, after he wipes off the milk mustache, he's going to want to look at some pictures. And you never read that book?
Nah.
You should read it. Because it goes on. If you give a mouse a cookie, give him some milk, he's going to want to check his mustache. He's going to come into your house, he's going to leave a mess. He's going to clean up the mess. And then he's going to be tired. He's going to want to eat some dinner. And if you give him dinner, he's going to want some milk. And if you give him milk, chances are he's going to want a cookie. And it's this whole story about like free will and helping people. That's not the message I got at all. The message to me was don't help poor people, because they'll just come into your house, take your underwear, jerk off to gay porn on your iPad. Okay, so you walking in on him in your shower, dick in hand. He's got his dick in his hand. He's screaming because he's not finished and you've walked in on him. And you're like, chill, dude, chill. All right, put the underwear on and dry off and then come outside and we'll have a conversation. That's what happened.
This is exactly what happened.
I know, you just told me. Okay. Did he look like a homeless man after this point, or he just got...
I mean, he had like multiple scars on like his face, shoulders, arms. Uh-huh. There's like an electronic tracker around his like ankle.
He was on the run.
Yeah. And I was like, this is so fucking cool.
You were like, oh, this is fucking badass, dude. Let me see the fucking ankle bracelet. At what point did he offer you $10,000?
Like, towards the end.
Towards the end.
Yeah.
He said, "Hey man, I need you to hold this." That's what he said. I need you to hold this $10,000.
He was like, "You're so nice. I want to thank you." I was like, "How?" And he said, "Like, I got 10 grand in my tent. I can give it to you." I'm like, "Chill.
Uh-huh.
I don't need those.
I don't need 10. You're a very kind, stupid man." Because I definitely would have taken the $10,000. You have $10,000. Just get like a hotel room. I'm gonna be thinking about this for a very long time, when y'all. This actually happened.
It actually happened 4 years ago.
4 years ago.
Yeah.
And then after that, you were like, I'm moving to New York City.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Still lived in Atlanta for 4 years.
So you lived in Atlanta for 4 years after that.
Yeah.
Did you and Taylor become friends after? You never heard from this guy again.
Never saw him again.
Never saw him again.
Yeah.
What if he followed? He's right here, actually. Taylor, come on out. It's just Mookie. That's fucking nuts, man. Well. Okay. Nothing like that happened to me. I never had a homeless man take a shower in my house and let him stay, keep my underwear. You never use that soap again.
I thought about it.
What kind of man doesn't need $10,000 but also refuses to throw out homeless man soap? You're a very principled man. You're a very principled guy. I was like, no, I spent good money on this soap. I'm going to use it. I would have sanitized my entire bathroom. You have herpes now. You know that. You got Taylor's herpes. Or have you told that story before? Except to these guys?
Not to these crowd.
Not to this room full of Indian people. When y'all, where are you from, when y'all?
I'm from China.
You're from China.
Yeah. I'm not Indian.
I told you he was crazy. I know, when y'all. Old Wenyal Shah. I knew that song. How'd you hear about the show, Wenyal?
I'm sorry, say again?
How did you hear about the show?
Oh, I've been following you for a long time.
You've been following me for a long time. Don't try to use my shower, motherfucker. Oh, come on! Well, thanks for coming out, man. I appreciate it. That's a crazy story.